Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX, home to the screaming yellow lobster. So was it everything you I built it up for?
Well, I still have a job, so I don't care what it was.
I still got a job! Woo! Well, this is the phasing out process.
Oh, yeah. This is the replacement.
The start to the phasing out.
We're going to bring Hunter. A lobster in.
That's right. A lobster that doesn't talk will be my new co-host. It's going
to
be great.
Maybe I need to grow claws.
It's 8:15. We have a special guest in the studio with us, Brett Witkowski.
Close enough.
That's close enough. I'm going to call you Big Brett. How about that? There we go. Obviously, you are the Berrien County Treasurer, and you are here today to talk to us about the land auction going on.
Well, yeah. Plus that crab, or did you just call him lobster?
Lobster.
What's the difference anyway?
He's a crustacean. He's in the crustacean family.
He better be at the auction on Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe get him out there. He can like kind of show off some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
We'll find something.
He will be between 8 and 9:30. There's kind of a lull. That might be a good
perfect.
Time.
Perfect. Well, he'll be for your mid-lull entertainment, the Screaming Yellow Lobster. Yep. I love it.
You know, we can't have the bar open during auctions legally, so that might be a good idea for entertainment.
Is that a thing legally? You can't have a bar?
Yeah, you can't.
Oh,
can't
I guess
serve
that,
alcohol. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But I never thought about it till last year. Guys, like, you know, you really can't. We never have.
Got all these drunk people. I want that right over there. So tell us what's going on with the Berrien County land auction here.
All right. So every July, and we've done this our 30th auction, we have to, by law, properties that haven't paid their taxes for 3 years. So it's not like they just didn't pay their tax bill last year.
Yeah.
These are people and property owners mm-hmm. who did not pay from 2016 or before.
Okay.
They end up getting foreclosed on, and most of them are abandoned,
mm-hmm.
3 out of 4, 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
And then they go into this public auction process where we sell to the highest bidder.
Okay.
And you know, I kind of call it the average Joe auction because you don't need to have a bank loan. You don't need to have investors. You just, you know, a lot, if you look through it, and I left you guys a book, and like, here's a house on Taylor in Benton Township. Minimum bid's $2,500.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's how a lot of people get started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've had quite a few of these, I would say, homes turn into homesteads over the years.
Okay.
And the nice thing, there's 258 properties, but none of them are really somebody's homestead.
Okay, okay.
They're either abandoned, they're rentals, they're empty lots, whatever.
So you don't feel bad of kicking someone out of their house or anything like that.
Honestly, I really don't like having to do the auction. It's not a good day.
But
it's just part of the process.
Gotcha.
And you're taking properties that are dilapidated. If people are familiar, like on Riverview Drive, you got those condos by the Bread Barn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We got 43 out of 90 in there.
Wow.
And if you drive by, it needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a problem for the city. It's a problem for the area.
Mm-hmm.
So those are examples of properties that can get turned around.
Perfect.
And so that's our goal. Takes 500 to bid. If you don't win a bid, you get your 500 back.
Okay.
But we just don't want people coming and jacking prices up.
Yeah.
It's a live auction. There's no internet. I just prefer to do it that way. I've tried the internet. It didn't seem real good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I got a guy come flying in from California.
Awesome.
Dubai.
Wow.
And then you got to pay by the end of the day.
Okay.
So that's a big difference. Other than if like you saw a house for sale down the street, you go, oh, I'm going to buy it. You put a bid in.
Mm-hmm.
You go get your bank loan. We don't have that type of time.
Okay.
So if you buy something at 11 a.m., you've got till 5 p.m. to pay.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Now, this is open to anybody.
Anybody in the country.
Okay. So
and
they
we
can come
will
out.
Have 20% of the bidders will be outside the area.
Yeah. Yeah, looking
outside
for that.
The county.
If anyone has questions on this, do you guys have like the properties listed somewhere at this point that they can check out beforehand, before the auction?
Yep, you can buy a book at our auction for $5, or if you're into tech, which most people are, you can go online, berriencounty.org, and you can find anything you want to know about that property. The aerial photographs, the line drawings, it has everything. And that's all for free. You can download all you want off that.
Perfect. If anybody misses anything, I'll have this all podcasted as well, cool. So you can check that out. Make sure that if you're looking for land, you're looking to expand, this is a great spot. Yep. And like you mentioned, it does help out the area. We're using this to improve and find ways to, you know, actually either update or use this land that's not being used, these buildings, to upgrade things, clean things up, which is great for the area. Absolutely.
Overall, it is. It's a necessary evil in the process to keep things, I think, at a higher level.
For sure. For sure. Awesome. So hit them up again one more time with the website and just when and where this is going to be taking place.
BerrienCounty.org. You look at everything you want for free. The auction is Tuesday, July 30th at dark. in Sotus Township, right down the road from Bob Evans.
Perfect. And maybe, just maybe, the Screaming Hill Lobster will be out there dancing.
Lenny the Lobster or Larry the Lobster.
Right, something.
We haven't. He's not good enough for a game, for a name yet. Oh, maybe okay, we'll give him a name, but for right now, he's just the Lobster.
I will be disappointed if the Lobster's not there Tuesday.
Can it be the auctioneer?
Where's that damn lobster? Son of a bitch.
If it gets bad, I'll be looking for him, man.
He choked out the lobster. Oh, come on, God. Someone bid, for God's sakes. Brett, thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate
man.
It.
Go back.
That's what I like this guy. You know, I'm just going to go bid just because of that. I'll go right there. All right, again, if you miss anything, WIRX.com. We'll have this all podcasted for you. Right now, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Let's see. What should we talk about today, Hunter? What do we got?
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. There's so many weird things. Actually, you know what? This one works out. How about we do this one? Because it kind of has to deal with becoming rich. You know, we talked about being a billionaire today.
I'm rich, bitch.
A 59-year-old woman in Deltona, Florida, named Magdalia Cruz, just won $20,000 on a scratch-off ticket.
There you go.
She took her 39-year-old son, Lewis, with her to claim the money on Tuesday. Then a few hours later, they both got arrested for drugs.
Oh.
Right after they got home, police showed up with a warrant, and the son had 3 bags of heroin and fentanyl on him.
Damn.
They were assuming that they used their winnings to buy the drugs, but it's not clear. It sounds like they were already on the cops' radar for dealing. Police found more drugs when they searched their house and arrested them both.
You know, they're just not going to do lottery in Florida anymore. We just know what the money's going.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you won this money? You're going to go buy drugs. Yeah. You're not allowed to. The mom got released on $5,000 bail. Last we heard, the son was being held on a $36,000 bond. You want to see the mugshots? Let's see the mugshots. That's always fun. Let's see these winners.
Dude, why does everybody from Florida look this? Dude, it just does it. There's something about that state, that peninsula, that just makes you look like that.
You know what? Let's get Brett back in here and see if we can auction off Florida.
Right. Should we just get rid of, you know?
Maybe Cuba will buy it. I don't know. It is just a train wreck. It is just a train wreck of a state.
Dude, it's unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up.
Fantastic.
I mean, do people in Florida know?
They have to, or maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. It's just too damn hot and muggy.
Maybe it's just so popular there. Everybody's like that. Everybody looks like that. Everybody's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, when you live at a circus, everything is a circus.
You know? A carny looks like a carny to a carny.
That's right. No, a carny just looks like a person.
Right, to another a carny. Carny. Right.
To us, it's a carny. To them, it's just, oh, hey, there's another guy.
This is normal, right?
That's a carny. That's a Floridian right there. Right.